see me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles.
Hello, listeners. Good afternoon. This is the Out of This World radio program with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW in Bellevue, Washington on 1150 AM. The program focuses on Out of This World information, including psychic phenomena, UFOs, metaphysics, and predictions for the coming years in the Seattle area and beyond. We will try to have only the best psychics, astrologers, and UFOs experts in the world on our program, and I guarantee it'll be the most interesting radio program you've ever listened to, as you'll hear information here that you'll simply will not hear elsewhere. Today, we're very lucky to have as our guest, Christine Day, an ambassador for the Pleiadian civilization. Christine will have a lot more to say in a few minutes about the Pleiadians, but the Pleiadians are a member of what's called the Galactic Federation of Planets, with a number of about 3.1 billion living entities. They are approximately 28,000 years ahead of us technologically and 8,000 years ahead of us spiritually. Christine will also have access to her Pleiadian friends today, so if anyone would like to directly ask a question of a Pleiadian, you'll have that opportunity. Before we speak to Christine, I would like to have a moment of silence for Dale Ross. He's the husband of a dear friend of mine, Candia Sanders. Dale has prostate cancer, and I would appreciate it if everyone out there in the audience could please send your thoughts and good prayers now to Dale for his speedy recovery from cancer. And before we begin, I can't go on with the show without thanking the many sponsors of this show, including my dear friend Carol, who's been helping design my website and providing wonderful moral support, and without whose friendship and help, this program would not have been possible. My dear friend Ann Nelson, business professor at Walla Walla, my angelic and earthly family, the Quest Bookstore in Seattle, the Leading Edge Bookstore in Seattle, Viagra Crystal Book and Jet Store in Seattle. Our upcoming guests include Daniel Brinkley. At the end of next month, he's a famous medium and psychic who will be coming on the program on February 28th. Candia Sanders, one of the best medical psychics on the West Coast, who will be coming on the program in 1 week. L.A. Marzulli, famous Hollywood producer, will be on in 2 weeks. Dr. Stanley Monteith, well-known radio talk show host, he'll be coming on the program in February. Anu and Angel Rose, two of the best Akashic readers, soul readers in the United States. Dewey Meyer from Portland, one of the best past life regressionists on the West Coast. And Jerome Corsi, one of the best-known journalists in the United States. He'll be on in March. We'll be taking calls beginning at 3:30 p.m. At 3:30 p.m., those who'd like to ask Christine any questions, the call-in number is area code 425-373-5527 or toll-free within Western Washington at 1-888-298-5569 within Western Washington. Let's take a quick commercial break and then come back on the air with Christine Day.
Hello, friends. My name's Ted Marr. I'm the radio show host of the Out of This World radio program. We focus in on psychic phenomenon and metaphysics. We have in a studio today one of the best astrologers and tarot readers in the Seattle area, Karen Whelan. Karen, how did you become interested in this field?
Because I'm a control freak, like most of us. I need to know what's going on in life. And so tarot and astrology just answer those questions for us. Tarot is a present tense oracle. It talks about what's going on in life right now. And astrology looks at the big picture and says, am I headed the way I want to be? Am I being who I want to be?
Karen, how do people get a hold of you if they'd like a reading?
Show up at East West Bookshop every Friday. Or you can email me at karen@seattleastrologer.com. Again, you can reach me at East West Bookshop every Friday or at karen@seattleastrologer.com.
Thanks, Karen.
Radio for your body, mind, and spirit. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Okay. All right. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Out of This World radio program with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW in Bellevue, Washington, at 1150 a.m. Our call-in number, we'll be starting to take calls at 3:30 p.m., is 425-373-5527. Or within Western Washington, the toll-free number is 1-888-298-5569. As I previously explained, we're very lucky to have Christine Day on today. She's an ambassador for the Pleiadian civilization. Christine, how are you today?
I'm doing really well, Ted. It's really great to be on the show.
Well, I feel so grateful to have you on today. The Pleiadians are a well-known civilization. As I understand it, they're humans a lot like us. Could you tell us a little bit about them and how you came in contact with them?
Well, the Pleiadians are from what is commonly known as the Seven Sisters. It's a series of starburst and planets, and it's also called the Pleiades. And they are here to assist us right now. They're on the planet doing a tremendous amount of work to support us as human beings to understand what is taking place on the planet right now and bringing tools for us to be able to go through this very rapid transformation of dimensional changes that are taking place at this, what they call the new dawning time on this Earth plane. And, you know, I've been in connection with them for 20 years, and at that time, 20 years ago, I was out in nature just walking through a meadow, and I turned a corner, and there was this huge Pleiadian ship. Mm-hmm. And the Pleiadians were coming out of the ship and telepathically communicating to me, reminding me of my pre-agreement that I had made before I came onto this Earth plane to act as a bridge between human beings and them. And it was a really shocking experience because I didn't believe in Pleiadians or spaceships at that point. And it was like they went right into my telepathic energy, connecting to another aspect, not my human self, who would have gone into a panic. And I really was opened up with this incredible light and this pure love from them and this communication. And that was 20 years ago. I was actually almost 2 months in bed after that interaction with them, with the energy and communications being really forged through me for that two-month period. And I came out of that with a full connection to them, a constant connection to them, and I have ever since that time. So for 20 years, I've been a channel for them and working with large groups of people internationally, bringing the tools and the information and the understanding from them to other human beings.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating. Could you please tell them hello? You're in communication with them now as we speak?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So they know you're on the program. I just wanted to wish them a very, very, very hearty hello.
Well, that's emotional. There's a lot of emotion coming through, Ted, because it feels like what they're saying is, you know, that you also have a pre-agreement connection with them, and that they wish to honor you and your work that you are doing.
well, thank
and
you.
There's
you know,
a lot of love coming through with that communication and that acknowledgement.
I'm feeling my heart chakra actually opening up right now. The sunlight has just bathed. I've just got this incredible amount of light around me right now.
The energy, I'm just transmitting that directly through to you, and that's part of my abilities, is to act as a real pure channel to bring things right through, whether it's through my voice or through video, but it's just moving right through me into you right now. So with a lot of acknowledgement, it's touching my heart very deeply.
Well, I have to tell you, I know my listeners can't see this, but I'm covered completely in white light at the moment. Sometimes this will happen to me. I have about 10, 12 angels around me, and they will sometimes do that for me as well when I'm traveling in my car. It's happening right now, and forgive me, I feel a little overwhelmed.
Me too. But I get the joy of it. That's part of, I think, the byproduct of working so closely with the Pleiadians is the pure love that as it moves out to others, it moves through me. So it's a very really pure, beautiful experience.
My goodness. Well, in a way, I wish I had a co-host right now, because I'd give the mic over to her or him and let them do the rest of the questions, because right now I'm pretty overwhelmed. I know this question is probably going to come up, I was asked to ask this question. What's they said that you mentioned something about dimensional changes. Does this mean a shift from the third dimension into a higher dimension, Christine, or what kinds of dimensional changes?
What the Pleiadians say is, well, we're going from this planet was very third dimensional, and it's moving from a third dimensional energy to a fourth, fifth dimensional energy. Mm-hmm. And this is part of the transformation of our time that we were always going to have. As this energy is dimensionally shifting on the planet, we are also going through a birthing within the cells of our own bodies. The Pleiadians talk about a crystalline structure that has been birthed through our cells to enable us to really be able to align and move into this this change of consciousness from the third dimension to the fourth, fifth dimensional energies. Now, the Pleiadians come from a fifth dimensional planet, and they have an evolution of unconditional love on the planet. They're certainly ahead of us in their awakening process. And they are living out an incarnation at this time. People think they might be spirit form, but they're not. They're living out an incarnation, and they have made a pre-agreement as part of their mission in their lifetime to support us here on planet Earth in navigating our way through this shift in consciousness, and the dimensional shifting of the planet.
Could I make a request to them? Would it be possible to perhaps have them one of them directly on the show at some point in the future? Would they do that?
Absolutely, they would.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, we'll be in further touch. I'm booked up through the end of February, but March is open. Well, we'll talk about that later. And how can I contact them? Do I do that mentally? Do I
well,
need
they
to
work
meditate?
Through telepathic communication, Ted. And
okay.
So part of the teaching, especially with my new book, they've put out a book that allows people and gives people tools where they can communicate directly with the Pleiadians. And what they do is they bring out almost a recipe that you follow that aligns you through your heart center, because the heart center is the fourth, fifth dimensional doorway. The ego mind is the third dimension. So they give you step-by-step channeled information. There are audio files, 27 audio files with the book, and you listen to those, and you are guided into that connection to the heart center where you can receive that direct communication from the Pleiadians through a telepathic communication and communion. And so that is the best way. And one way is simply to put your full hand on the heart, on the full heart center, which is the center of your chest. Bring your conscious awareness into where your hand is and feel the warmth of the pressure of your hand on your heart, and take a breath, and you'll start to feel yourself open into this very energetically peaceful space. And that's where you begin to enter the fourth dimensional energies. And it's from that space that the Pleiadians can begin to communicate with you. And they are so open for communication with all human beings. This is part of their mission. Part of my mission is to act as a bridge and bring the information to human beings so they can start turning towards the Pleiadians and start working with them and receiving some of the initiations of light that the Pleiadians are providing for all of us at this time, those of us that are on an accelerated path of awakening. It's part of our pre-agreement is to be supported by them so that we can have an accelerated birthing at this time, especially those of us who are awake. So that's part of a very simple connection to them to start with.
Well, I'm practicing that now, and my heart chakra's opened up completely. I'm also being bathed in white light, and there's sort of a white glow around me at the moment.
Now, I'll tell you one more thing, Ted. Bring your conscious awareness deeper into the white light, and then take one more breath in and out your mouth and let go. In the letting go with that breath in and out your mouth, you actually will be taken into a deeper alignment to the light. Work with that just for a moment. And everyone out there can do that. And what will happen is you'll be guided and almost put into a flow, a sacred flow of light. It's your own light flow, but that allows you to start opening to that communication, that sacred communion with the Pleiadians directly.
The light has gotten much more intense around me at the moment.
That's right. Now let go into it again. Allow your conscious awareness to touch that deepening light. Take another breath and simply let go.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Now, there's no limit to this. And let yourself be received. It's almost like a receiving light. So feel yourself being received and moved into the embrace of the consciousness. Just by simply taking one more breath in and out your mouth and letting go.
Oh, my goodness. It's getting much more intense.
That's right. That's right. But it's not too much. It's just part of your connection and your sacred connection to your own unique sacred energy. And the Pleiadians are supporting you in this birth, in this moment, just by simply opening up an energetic womb around you to allow the alignment.
Did I contract before I came into this life to do this mission? Is that?
Yes, you did. This is part of your role in bringing the consciousness to the people, the understanding and demystifying this alien connection, these Pleiadians and the galactic energies that are here as our neighbors. And we have a part to play and a place with them as we open in consciousness. And that is everyone here on this earth plane. And that is what will take place. There will be a conscious connection, and they will become like that we're consciously working with them as neighbors in our day-to-day lives.
Are they already here among us? I mean, for example, if I was walking in downtown Seattle, is it conceivable I could walk past a Pleiadian and not know it? Is that possible?
Well, very much. I have a very strong Pleiadian aspect, and I've incorporated my full Pleiadian aspect into the cells of my body. That is part of my work my personal work was to open to my Pleiadian aspect and allow the full alignment of that aspect of myself through the cells. And it took 6 years for me to fully integrate that. So, yes, there are others like myself working in different ways on the earth plane at this time. So I'm having my human experience, it's true, but I am also living out and aligning to my full Pleiadian heritage.
Fascinating. I want to give out the website quickly. We've linked up Christine's website to the show's website. It's www.outofthisworld1150.com. And Christine, go ahead and give out your website too so people could go on
it's
the internet.
www.christinedayonline.com.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Could you tell us a little bit about, that the Pleiadians have had contact with our government in the past, especially in the 1950s. Do you know anything about that, or could tell our listeners about that?
Well, yes, there was definite contact made, and, you know, there is no more contact being made. And the reason for that is the government, in their arrogance, in the human arrogance, really are in no way ready to receive or be willing to receive the information and the help from the Pleiadian energies. And we're talking about any galactic connection. So they are no longer being contacted. Individuals are certainly being contacted by the Pleiadians, those that are open and ready to receive the information and do something with that information. Mm-hmm. But they are really giving the governments a huge wide berth at this time.
Mm-hmm. Does it have to do something with free will as well, that they respect free will on this planet?
Well, there's always free will. And the Pleiadians will not come and connect to anyone without a pre-agreement that has already been activated or someone calling them forward. So you can call the Pleiadians forward and they will come and work with you. But they will not enter your energetic space without that permission, without being called forth. Now, in my case, of course, I had already pre-agreed before I came onto this earth plane for that connection with them. And so that was different. But for anyone else out there, you don't have to be what the word would be special to be working with the Pleiadians. They honor us as human beings tremendously, and they bring tremendous understanding and truth to individuals who are wanting that information and connection. And they're really breaking, you know, all, some of the old twists and lies that have kept us really in really limitation for lifetimes. So they bring that information forward and will work with anyone who's open and calling them forth.
One thing I'd love to ask about, that I've heard that the federal government back in the 50s did negotiate agreements with other aliens for certain technological military help. Do you know anything about that?
Yes, I know about that, and it was not accepted, and it's always, as the Pleiadians say, through an arrogance and an ignorance of those in power that would not cooperate or allow any sort of true cooperation and alliance to take place.
I think it's important to recognize, perhaps, that when we speak about aliens, there's different groups of aliens out there. And certainly, would you characterize the Pleiadians as our benevolent friends who care deeply about us?
Absolutely. And everyone really needs to understand. I mean, there's been a lot of bad press around certain alien groups coming onto the planet, especially in the past. And the Galactic Council, at this point, are overseeing planet Earth during this transitional phase that we're in, and that no rogue groups are allowed in to interfere in any way that, as they have in the past with abductions and things like that. So that is not going on anymore.
So you're referring then to the reptilians, is that right? The Draco Empire?
Well, the you know, Pleiadian has a reptilian aspect to it too. We have the two different Pleiadian groups, and one is very humanoid and the other is reptilian. But they are not the same as there are other reptilian groups out there that are not have not been benign in the past. But there is a form of Pleiadian energy that is also reptilian.
Interesting. Now, when you communicate with them, are they on the planet when you're communicating with them? Are they orbiting this Earth in their spacecraft, or are they?
Well, many of them. I mean, I work off planet and on planet. My skills and my energies have transformed over the years, so I have a total, constant telepathic communication with them. On planet and off planet, there is no difference for me because of my energies have expanded so much over the years that I really have an unlimited ability to have that type of connection and communication with them. So sometimes it's off planet, sometimes it's on planet. My Pleiadian aspect that has really expanded my light energy out for me to complete, fulfill this mission that I'm on is really unlimited in form.
I want to ask one more question before the break, but tell us, if you can, Christine, about the Enoch prophecies.
Well, you know, it's very interesting you're talking about that, Ted, because I was just talking to you before we came on the air about being moved up to Lake Superior, and we have a property on the lake itself, and we've been there since March. And it's there, right where we are, about 2 hours from Duluth, where we are opening up these communication portals. And part of the prophecy of Enoch is that that area is where it has been prophesied that the galactic community will re-enter the Earth plane. And we're being asked to set up these incredibly layered portals that have never been anchored on the earth plane before, creating a pure communication form and an entry point, a re-entry point, and I don't understand it all, but when if you look at those Enoch energies, it's actually stated that that is the area that they are going to re-enter the earth plane. And so, you know, that's I'm not a student of that of the Book of Enoch, but I have talked to people who are, and they are saying its exact position is where our property is. So I find it very interesting. We have had a tremendous amount of Pleiadian ships around where we are, and there is a Lemurian portal in the water in Lake Superior, just opposite the house that is opening up at this time, because the Lemurian energies are working very closely with the Pleiadians at this time.
Hmm. This opens up a whole new line of questioning.
It's really unlimited, isn't it?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, Christine, Lemuria is where India, present day India, is, or what? And I thought that Lemuria didn't perish at the time of Atlantis.
12, you know, no, they have been in operation and still are in full operation under certain bodies of water, and one of those positions is in Lake Superior.
Hmm. Fascinating.
I know, it's all new to me, this Lemurian thing. It's just come in the last year that I've been working with very strongly with the Lemurians and the Pleiadians. So it's an interesting process.
Fascinating. Let me give out the call number quickly, and then we'll go to a break. The call-in number for the show is area code 425-373-5527, or toll-free within Western Washington. It's 1-888-298-5569. So let's take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back in a moment with Christine Day. All right. Hello, listeners. This is Ted Marr from the Out of This World radio program, and I'd like to introduce our friends to Ahanu and Gail Rose. They are some of the best Akashic Psychic readers in the country. Their services encompass accessing one's Akashic record. I think I'd like to just bring them on, and they can tell you a little bit about their work. Ahanu and Gail, could you tell us a little bit about the kind of work you do and the services you provide?
Yes. Well, I offer Akashic record readings, and really, the Akashic Records are the library of really the universe and creation and a person's soul journey through time. So the reading is a much deeper level. I was a tarot reader for 35 years, switched over to reading the records because of the quality of information that was coming through. But our biggest work is that we do groups every Sunday online, Akashic groups, where people bring very wide and varied spiritual questions to Source itself about the world, about healing.
About relationships.
Relationships.
About big questions like, who are we and why are we here and what's going on the planet and where did we come from and where are we going? And it's not designed for personal questions, but for big universal questions of that nature. And it's a very, very popular group. It's more or less a very, very healing service in terms of intellectually understanding what's going on with people and their lives and their relationships. And we've helped people all over the world in this way.
And Ahanu is a wonderful spirit artist, and he paints what the spirit of love looks like inside a person. So his work is also very, very life transformative.
You both are doing such fantastic work. I've heard before that love is the most powerful force in the universe. And certainly if you're accessing that through the Akashic Records and also accessing the Supreme Being, your work is truly tremendous for people.
Yes, and we're, as you know, Ted, we're also twin flame couple, which means that a lot of twin flames are meeting each other and coming together now on the planet, or at least having the opportunity to. And that's all designed also for this time period we're in to bring back that divine masculine and feminine energy in perfect balance so that we can move things along on this planet and actually solidify the male and female that's within all of us.
Well, that sounds just so incredibly fantastic. I met my own twin flame reconnected with her last year after a hiatus of 30 years of searching for her. So I know what you mean by twin flame. You'll be on our program on February 14th, Valentine's Day. We'll be talking about twin flames and soulmates and true loves. And I can't wait to have you both on.
Sounds great.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, listeners, their website is linked up to my website, and my website is outofthisworld1150.com. And if you go there and just go to the link for Ahanu and Angel Rose, you'll see their show scheduled for February 14th, along with the link to their website. I strongly, strongly urge you to contact them if you'd like answers to why you're here, who is my twin flame or true love. And they can answer by accessing the Akashic Records and the Supreme Being. They can answer, probably provide answers for any question you want.
Alternative Talk 1150 is on the interwebs. Dial us up at 1150kknw.com.
All right. Hello, listeners. This is Ted Marr with the Out of This World radio program, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW in Bellevue, Washington on 1150 AM. We have as our guest today, we're very grateful to have Christine Day. She's a Pleiadian ambassador. And I think we have a caller on the line. Let me give out the call number, by the way, for those just tuning in. It's area code 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569 within Western Washington. We have a caller on the line.
We have Kathy joining us from Seattle.
All right, Kathy, welcome to the show. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited about your show. It's like, yeah, yes, this is exactly what we need. Wake up, planet. Our galactic families are here. Hallelujah.
Well, good. Well, good. Well, good. Well, we're very lucky to have Christine on the program today, and she's in direct contact with her Pleiadian friends. Is there a question you'd like to ask her?
Yes, I would. Hi, Christine. Thank you for
Kathy.
Beautiful energy. Hi. And I, too, have that agreement. I was woken up to see a picture of, or they said, look in the mirror and see who you really are, and I saw an alien. So it took me, gosh, that was in 2000. It took me probably, it wasn't until finally, I think, 2 years ago that I finally really accepted it. It was hard for the human aspect to wrap the mind around it, you know. And so I guess what my question is because I also, I speak with the Galactic Federation and Council, although be it I haven't been focused on that. I've been doing earthly rescues of animals of late and getting really caught up in that physically. So I haven't had the time to go into trance and to communicate with them. But when I do, they always have me doing healing globally, universally, over our entire planet. And I guess even when both of you were talking, I felt like I'm flying in my spaceship again. So I guess what my question is I almost feel, and I guess I want to get your, you know, thoughts on this, Christine. I feel like, the awakening is here. I feel like my heart is opening up. I'm so excited. And at the same time, I feel like everything is in divine and perfect timing, and that I don't have to rush anything, that I feel like I'm, you know, there already. It's kind of interesting.
Well, you are there already, Kathy. And the fact is that you are, that you know what? There's nothing, that this is reconnection, reunion, remembering. Everything is lined up. All you have to do is reach out to meet that alignment, you see. There's there's nothing that, it's about allowing your heart, which you have a very large heart. I can feel the energy of that. And
yeah,
allowing your
Definitely.
Heart to open up and allow the alignments through. And those alignments are there. It's just like if you hold your heart right now with your hand and bring your conscious awareness there, you can enter that space of yourself and that sacred connection of your Pleiadian energy, your Pleiadian self, that alien aspect. And that aspect has all the knowledge and understanding that is necessary for what you need to do at this time. You see, it's all there that you can actually just utilize it. It's almost like just letting it through your heart center and then starting to just let yourself open into the full experience and essence of yourself, which is the light that you carry as a natural aspect of yourself. It's simply, it's really that simple for you. It's all been lined up, and it's waiting for you just to carry that. And then just let yourself carry it. Don't try and do anything with it. Let the doors open naturally and walk through the doorways that you need to go, but just transmitting that essence of yourself out into the world as the mirror is really supporting the planet and supporting everyone around you and supporting all the grid alignments, because you are interconnected to a lot of those grid energies. It's part of your work.
Yes, that's what I feel, and it's kind of interesting because as we're all talking here, I feel like all our hearts are connecting to the grid and this huge bright star of light.
And that is the truth. You can trust what you're getting. You can trust what you're experiencing. And the more you open up, it's like a flower to the sun. It's like the bud of a flower, and as you open to the truth of what you feel, it's like the petals fall back and open fully to the sun. And that sun is your light, your sacred light. And it will, you'll just bloom in that and be able to carry a higher and higher frequency of yourself within the cells of your body. And that will go outwards as you move through the planet. You become the gift that you're always meant to be to this world. And that energy is needed right now. Now, it can go a lot further than that, but that's the beginning of a whole new phase for yourself,
Christine and Kathy. I'm getting a message now that we need to start a Lydian support group in Seattle. I'd like to start it on air now. And Kathy, before you go off air, could you give your number to Eric or your email so I get hold of you after the show?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, and thank you for your show. It's you're one step ahead of me. This is what I've been envisioning, but I seem to be caught up in the human aspect. So I'm so excited you're doing it. Yes, let's all fly together and opening up our hearts and remembering who we really are and why we came to planet Earth to be here at this incredible divine time of awakening and ascension and being the light, and that it's so bright that all the negative energy turns to light.
Well, absolutely. And you have to remember, too, that the white light is much, much stronger than the dark. I know that there have been some negative things forecast for the future, but I don't look at them as being set in stone at all. I'm not a doom and gloomer. I actually think that our future is very, very bright. We just have to raise consciousness and give people the alternatives that we can have a wonderful, beautiful future ahead of us. So
Yes. Your words of truth are a lamp onto our entire universe right now. Incredibly true, and we need to hold to that so we don't create the illusion of that negative.
Yeah, well, thank you. I really appreciate that. If you go to my website, and for the listeners out there, if you go to www.outofthisworld.com, at the bottom of the page, you'll see my my email address, which is it's outofthisworld1150.com, but the email address is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, and just send me an email. Let's get this started. I think it's high time that that we work together, and I think that we're far more powerful as a group, sharing our energies together than working individually.
Yes, and you're just one last thing I got to throw in there. Oh my goodness, you are completely hitting a vision that I had earlier today because of the vibration of where I moved to. It's not in Seattle; it's somewhere else here in Washington. But I was thinking exactly that the vortex is opening up, and that we need to all realize that we can create that grid with our hearts.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Well, thank you, Christine, for your amazing, amazing work. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Okay, Kathy, leave your phone number with Eric, and then thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Namaste.
Bye. Thank you. Are you there, Christine?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. And I guess this leads me to my next question. We talked about this before, Christine. What can people do to help to help accelerate this process, to help humankind become more positive, more enlightened, and to help to speed their spiritual growth?
Well, the most important thing, really, Ted, the Pleiadians push the fact that we need to focus on our own selves. And the biggest drawback they see, or the biggest illusion that we're caught up in, is, you know, our relationship with our own selves, our humanness, mm-hmm. and the fact that as human beings we have separated out, we've kind of gone into self-condemnation for our humanness, which is perfectly imperfect. We are imperfect as human beings, and we've come here to have a human experience. And the Pleiadians say the first step to enlightenment is to start accepting our own imperfection and having moments of understanding that we've come here to learn through our experiences. And those experiences come through making mistakes and learning through our mistakes. And then we're supposed to just hold ourselves with love and compassion and not have all this self-condemnation, this separation. So what they're asking us to do is change the relationship we have with our own selves. And as we do that, we move out of separation and we begin a natural reconnection to our sacred natures. And they see our future on planet Earth is really glorious. They're talking about within 20 years, we will have fulfilled a mission that we've all pre-agreed to have here on the Earth plane, and that is shifting our relationship with ourselves from a third-dimensional place of self-condemnation to a relationship of self-love and self-acceptance for our vulnerabilities. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, we will have already been having a conscious reconnection with our spiritual natures, with our divine aspect. And because of the dimensional shift on the Earth plane, going from a third dimension to a fourth, fifth dimension, the third dimension will melt away, so we'll come into a state of remembering of who we are naturally, because the fourth dimension takes us into that. And the third dimension, as it melts away, moves away from that illusion. So this is what they're predicting, but they're saying the first step is to focus on yourself, not on anybody else, and each one of us has to be the mirror. And as we align to that self-love, which is not perfectly done, they say 1 minute of holding yourself with love and acceptance, it changes every cell in your body.
Amazing.
And so they are really saying, if you can start just by accepting your imperfection and liberating yourself, not having to be perfect, that shifts that separation. And those moments are accumulative, and every cell in your body begins to transform. They say we're going to go through a rejuvenation of our cells, where we're going to live a lot longer in this lifetime. The cells are going to rejuvenate. We're going to be carrying this frequency of our light through the cells, and we're going to change electrically. We've already started that transformation, many of us, so that we are going to be forming new communities. Those on the Earth plane who are not going to align to letting go of power and control and violence will leave the planet. Now, the Pleiadians say there's no such thing as death. Those of us on the planet here will either take our next step and stay on the planet or take a next step and leave the planet. And most of us will stay and be here. So they have a very good prediction for the outcome and for what's going to come. They do talk about a magnification of human drama coming in, and it's already intense on the Earth plane, and that's because of the dimensional discrepancy of the third dimension and the birthing of the light of the fourth, fifth is actually creating a magnification of human drama, but it's also creating an opportunity for people to be able to connect through the heart center and naturally go back to that realignment to sacred connection. And so the veils have lifted and are continuing to lift, especially between December 29th, that's just started, through to June 16th this year. There's going to be a very, very amazing time for reconnection.
Three other psychics and astrologers on the program during the last couple of months have mentioned the exact same dates.
Oh, okay.
Exact same dates, astrologically speaking. And would you, just as a follow-up to that, Christine, you're saying so many interesting, profound things today, and I appreciate that. Would you say that love is the most powerful force in the universe?
Absolutely, and the key to all of this is self-love without that illusion of needing to be perfect. Because we've been given that lie for lifetimes that in order to be enlightened, we have to be perfect. But it's an impossibility, and the Pleiadians say we need to accept our imperfection and just really love ourselves for the courage it's taken to be here and having our human experience. And I know that's really liberated me tremendously through that teaching. And liberated so many others too. We can celebrate that imperfection and vulnerability.
Well, one thing too, I think it's important to perhaps note that to accept the fact that you're human and you do make mistakes. I've certainly made mine in my life, and I regret them. But like you said, as you said before, you try to learn from them and then just move on.
That's what the Pleiadians are really pushing. That's changing the relationship. That from a third-dimensional relationship with ourselves of self-condemnation to a fourth, fifth-dimensional relationship of love and compassion. And the fact is, though, we're not going to do it perfectly, and the Pleiadians remind us of that, because the ego mind just wants to go, okay, I'm going to do this right. I'm going to start loving myself and not being judgmental. But you're not going to be able to do that all the time. You're going to have moments where you slip back into that self-judgment. But remembering each moment that you can come out of separation and have that self-love creates total change through the self. One moment is
wonderful.
All you need. Yeah.
Wonderful. Christine, I think we have a caller online.
We do. Okay. We've got Teresa in Bellevue on the line right now.
Wonderful. Teresa, come on board.
Hi there.
Hi. Welcome
Teresa.
To the program.
Thank you guys so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Our pleasure. Our pleasure. I'm so glad you called in. Are there any questions you'd like to ask, Christine?
Yeah, I do have a question for you. I recently have come into this type of world, and I'm seeing things that I really love, and I'm loving the station and being able to learn new things. And lately, you know, a lot has been happening in my world. I'm in college. I'm only 20, and I got a job recently that was like a dream job for me, and I found out that I only got it because the person was interested in me, and so that was a huge letdown for myself, and I hated it. But I was able to talk with the director of the program through work, and he wants to keep me on, and like he really loves what I'm doing, and I feel like there's so much. Positive things going on besides that one thing. And so I just wanted to get your take on that.
Well, the take I get is look at the feeling that you have in the experience, but don't let it stop you from moving forward. This is part of your lesson right now, is that there's a feeling being created by the circumstances of getting the job because someone's interested in you, but...
Right.
Be aware, just let yourself go into the feeling and see how that feeling has been reproduced from another time. It's almost like the universe saying to you, look at the feeling and be with the feeling itself and let the whole thing just evolve through you.
Right.
And that way you have your job, the job is yours. To receive because of your own merit. You've already had that experience from the director.
Right.
But it's important not to recreate the experience And you do that by just allowing yourself to focus on the feeling. And what is the feeling that it brings up in you?
Well, I feel that I've earned this job. Like, I feel that I can do it. And it's
been... Yes, you can do the job, but what's the feeling that came up when you found out you got the job because someone was interested in you? What was that feeling?
I was horrified.
All right, horrified. So where does that correlate back to something else in your life? A similar feeling? Because it's happened before. That's what I'm being told.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess recently also a relationship ended in my life. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So take a breath right now, right into the feeling. And let yourself go deeper. Bring your conscious awareness deeper into that feeling because there's a lot of emotion around that relationship.
Right.
And just let it go. Take a breath through in and out your mouth and just breathe right into the feeling and let it go. And see if it can just unfold. What else? There's one other piece I can feel there. What else is coming up?
I don't know. I just can't. You know, I'm not sure.
Take another breath. You've gone into your head. You've moved out of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Put a hand on your heart and take a breath. And just come into your heart. Let yourself feel what that piece is. It doesn't have to make sense. It's simply a feeling, that's all. But it feels very important for you to touch that, whatever that is, inside of you.
I guess all I can, I just feel so eager. If that makes any sense at all.
It doesn't have to make sense. Eager?
Yeah.
So take a breath into that eager. Just be with that and let the feeling be there.
Trust your feelings.
See, the feelings don't have to make sense. When we have an experience that brings an emotion, like with this job thing, it's telling you, okay, there's a feeling inside that you need to connect to and just allow it to flow out. And you let it, it flows out by touching it and being willing to let the feeling be there and just let yourself feel whatever it happens to be, no matter what it is. Whether it's joy or rage, it doesn't matter. A feeling is a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Just take...
Christine, Teresa, I'm sorry to cut this short. We have just a few minutes left on the program.
Yeah, of course. That's fine.
But, Teresa, thank you so much for calling in. Next week, we'll have another interesting guest. If you go to my website, www.outofthisworld1150.com, you'll see a list of our guests for next week and beyond. But, again,
okay.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Teresa. Good to talk to you.
Thank you,
Teresa,
so much. I'm feeling, I don't know what it is, but just very... very peaceful right now, so thank you for that.
If you want to join our Oblivion support group, please give your phone number to Eric, our sound engineer, and I'll contact you after the show.
Thank you.
Okay, my pleasure. We've only got a couple of minutes left, Christine, and I just wanted to ask you whether there's any anything else that the Oblivions would like us to know that we haven't asked yet.
Well, I think they the one thing they're saying right now is that you can know that all is in hand, no matter how your life is appearing right now. You need to breathe and simply let go and allow a lot of structures just to fall away naturally at this time, especially with this energy that's been coming onto the planet since December 29th. And it is going to get more. It means just breathe, let go. All is in hand. And there is a tremendous amount of support out there for everybody. You do not have to go through this transition alone.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I have to tell tell you, Christine, and my listeners, that I'm completely bathed in white light at the moment. The sun is, during this entire hour, actually, that's what's happened. The sun came out of nowhere. It was cloudy here, and then suddenly the sun came out, and ever since we've been talking, I've been bathed in this white light, and it's still there now.
Good. So important, Ted, for you to open up and allow a deeper connection. Really, I want to support you in that.
Thank you. I'm putting the message too to start a Buddhism support group in Seattle. So that's what I'll be, my next little project I'll be working on. So anyone interested in helping me with this effort, please visit my website and do send me an email at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I think we've only got a few seconds left. I want to thank you so much, Christine, for you and your Pleiadian friends for coming on. The purpose of this program is to raise human consciousness, and I certainly wanted to do that today. If you have any, if anyone out there has any program suggestions for future guests, please, by all means, contact me. This program is supported by both advertisers and listener support. And if you have any comments or questions, please visit our website or call me toll-free at 1-888-879-8339. And I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. Christine, go ahead and say the last word.
Well, goodbye, everybody, and keep breathing and just let go.
Is in the pill you took today, in the year.